The Purple Project Podcast, back on airways, folks. Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Daily Podcast, all about Kansas State Athletics. We stay on the subject of football today on the final day of September, and seems like we've been talking about the quarterback saga since Skyy Thompson got knocked out of the season last year against Texas Tech, and same thing continues in this week. We're about 48-ish hours away from K-State taking the field at home, and as they welcome in the top five ranked team in the country in Oklahoma Sooners, which K-State the last 2 years have knocked off in dramatic fashion in both games. And again, hopefully tomorrow I'll have the last time who beat Oklahoma three straight years in a row in football. Can't remember that for sure, but I will definitely have a stat on that. I'll make sure to put it on my agenda for tomorrow's daily podcast. Yes, I still have somehow got a frog in my throat, so I'm working through that as well. But yeah, Will Howard also got hurt last weekend as well. So, which leaves a question. I don't know what's going on with that whole deal. All I know is, look, Jaren Lewis, that's a third string quarterback. We all know Jake Rubley is not ready to play just yet. So, if Will Howard isn't ready to go. Now, I haven't been paying much attention to what's been happening with the quarterback situation, the injury situation. Well, we all know Skyy Thompson. We all know he's not going to play. But at the same time, people thinking that he's going to play aren't going to play. So they're joking around that, you know, Skyy's going to play and he's not. I know a couple of people want him to play as well. Some of my friends that I do know of, I won't call them out on this daily, but, you know, they want him to play. But we don't even know the timeline. We still don't know the timeline. So how are we going to know, you know, if Skyy Thompson is going to play in this game or not? I don't know. Look, Skyler's not playing, and if we would have known, we would know for sure. Oh, yeah. Chris Klein would have went out and said, hey, you know, Skyler's playing this week. But they still haven't given us a real timeline, you know. Oh, he's going to come back sometime. All we've known up until this point is that Skyler's going to come back this year. When it's going to happen? So I know K-State people who listen to this podcast and a few others that listen to this podcast are not K-State fans are tired of me, are probably intrigued of, okay, do you have any information when he's come back? I don't have that information. If I was a little more closer to the team, then yeah, absolutely, I'll give you that information, but I don't have any information. So all I know is, look, you know, Skyy Thompson has led K-State two big wins against Oklahoma in the last two straight years. Ooh, and this is going to be already a mountain to climb with this KC offense. You know, not really moving the ball that well. They really did do anything against the Cowboys except one big play on offense. And that was a Houdini act by Jaren Lewis to find Deuce Vaughn in traffic jam, and Deuce took it to the house. But again, if we got to start Jaren Lewis, it's Oklahoma. Ooh, I don't know. And That's the pessimistic in me. And obviously the highly touted quarterback right behind him, and there are a lot of rumors that he wasn't ready to play. Now, given the situation, if Will Howard ain't not ready to play, and Jaren Lewis obviously is going to be the guy, obviously is going to have to play, then Rubley immediately is going to get thrown in to the back quarterback now. How the dominoes have fallen here in the 2021 season there. A promising year start. Skyy Thompson starting off right up against Stanford. And then a freak injury against Southern Illinois. And now which leads to this. And again, the pattern last year, you start off hot, 4-1, and you lose the rest of your games. 3-0, and really two decent teams in the non-con. And you lay an egg in the first half against Oklahoma State, which leaves the question now is, what's going to happen Saturday? I have no idea, folks, K-State folks. I have no idea what's going to happen. All I know is if Will Howard is not able to play, which, again, hopefully sometime today I will sit and read, listen to some of the talk that's going on. Obviously, go on into the news and see what's going on that front, at least, to know, kind of get a gist of what's going on. But I kind of already know the gist. Jaren Lewis is going to play. Obviously, it's a matter of if he's going to start or not, because he played a lot. He played in Game 3, Nevada, all the second quarter. Didn't do much but hand the ball off and maybe one or two dump passes. Then finally started progressing in Game 4 against Oklahoma State. Finally, instead of handing the ball off to their backs, at least try your hand to throw in the ball a little bit. But he was late in the majority of his decisions. So now you put him in an all-week preparation against Oklahoma. We'll have to see. And Oklahoma's had their issues, but K-State offenses have had their issues too. So, man, I don't think it could cast itself out. I don't know. But hopefully Chris Clements got, and Courtney Messam especially, going to have a better game plan in place, because with all that, three runs up the middle ain't going to cut it. Swing passes, you're definitely not going to cut it either. You'd be lucky to get one of those open, busted open, just like the other night for a touchdown. So, I mean, quarterback situation, the saga continues with this quarterback situation. So, as far as I know right now, and again, I have not paid attention to what's been going on. All I know is Will Howard was hurt last week. Via ESPN commentators, did not come back into the Cowboys game. So, I mean, Will Howard, I mean, yes, he gives you the best chance to win the game, but when he makes the mistakes that he does, I don't know. So, Wildcat Nation, hang tough. We'll see what happens, but obviously, obviously no Skylar Thompson this time around, a huge mountain to climb, and yes, Oklahoma has had their issues up to this point, but even our issues on offense, was particularly with the quarterback situation, that's even bigger to follow. I'm going to put a pin on it for now. The Pro Project Podcast Daily. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Really, the Pro Project Podcast with the daily post reaction and weekly reaction. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audioboom, and more as well. I will have a post reaction of Oklahoma, and we'll definitely at some point have a weekly edition and bring back Alexson. I'm pretty sure he has hot takes as well at some point. It looks like we might be getting back together on Sunday night, so be out on the lookout for that as well. But for right now, K-State, Oklahoma, 2:30 right here at Bill Snyder Family Stadium on Fox. If you can't make it, K-State got work to do. Eddie Greer, this has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!